Zerev Shabbos once again, and I would like to share a thought, as we do in each and every week. So this Shabbos Kodesh, we will be reading Parashas Ekev. Lo yu Ekev tishmo unes ha-mishmot ha-mo'ela, u'shamartem v'asisa mo'isam, v'shamar Hashem alakech olof v'asa v'isas ha-kesev v'asa v'ishkol ha-visecho, v'ahevcho, v'ove'erachacho v'yodecho, וברך פנימית נפור קריאת מסך ודגרם חליסו ושכום. ויצורך ושגר על הופך וישתר ישמח ומרותו מה שנפתה לאב ויסך. What unbelievable reward. A utopian life of simcha and nachas. And what's our part of the deal? What are we required to give a Kodesh Baruch Hu to achieve these wonderful brachos? V'hoyu ekev tishma'un, Rashi says, es ha-mitzvah sakala sh'odem dosh ba'akevav. Im es ha-mitzvah sakala sh'odem dosh ba'akevav tishma'un. And that is when this promise will be fulfilled. And one wonders, mitzvah sakala l'cho'ere sh'rav, small reward. Mitzvahs Chamuros should have a greater reward. So how do we understand that Mitzvahs Chamuros, because of what promises, should be heard, all the bliss and abundance and blessings of the world has to offer? Many have difficulty explaining the expression Mitzvahs Chamuros sh'odem dosh ba'akev. Does that mean that mitzvahs we trample on? We do not trample on any mitzvahs. So what does this expression mean? Mitzvahs Chamuros sh'odem dosh ba'akev. Let me share with you a feeling, and not only a thought, that I feel very strongly. So a person walks, it's part of his routine. It's almost part of his nature. For the long jump, you need to plan. You want to jump to the heights, you need to plan. A runner, a sprinter, plans this 100-meter dash. You don't need to plan how to walk, this is. Because we started walking when we were a year or a year and a half. And we've been walking since. This is something that you do just out of routine. It's natural. You get up and walk. There are mitzvahs that we perform out of routine. These mitzvahs are so easy to perform. I just take an example, brachas, brachas aman. So you drink a cup of water 100 times a day. And you don't need to make an effort to say a shema. To most of us, it's not an effort to daven 3 times a day. An observant Jew just cannot go through the day without davening 3 times, and you cannot put anything into your mouth without saying a bracha. It goes without saying. It's what we've been doing since we were 3 years of age, and our fathers taught us Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. So these are mitzvahs that are so easy to perform. Mitzvah sakale sh'odem dash ba'akeva. It's just like getting up from your seat and walking to the other corner of the room. These mitzvahs are so easy to perform, but as easy as they are to perform, it is so hard and so difficult to be mekayem and perform these mitzvahs kidibayi. How much effort does it take to say berachos on the head and all day and all night with proper kavanah? Are we moved and excited when we say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehiyeh Bitov? Are you more excited when saying Berachos Hanayim or Berachos Elohim once a year in Chodesh Nisan? Of course, when you say Berachos Hanayim, yes, you plan it in advance. You call over your children, and if you're a Zaydi, you take your Einach Lechi grandchildren to the other side of the Shkuna, to the other side of the block, where there are 2 fruit trees in the yard. you put on your garble and you say the bracha together with your family, that's moving. But when you say shahakal every time you take a sip of water, it's so difficult to have proper kavanah, to get excited, to get moved, to get inspired. Those are the mitzvahs that kala show them dash ba'akevah, and as easy they are to perform, they're tough to perform properly. But those are the mitzvahs that are more important than all the others. And what makes you an oyved Hashem is not pidyon petach hamor. It's not even called midrei. What defines you as a person, as an oyved Hashem, is not kiyas shofar, 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Almost everyone could rise to the challenge. Everyone is moved when it comes to kiyas shofar Rosh Hashanah, or when it comes to Kol Nidrei. What defines you and your relationship to what is God is and that is why Kodesh Baruch Hu promises, if your routine would be a routine of holiness of Kiddushin, then I promise that your routine will be a routine of Baruch Hashem. Mido keneged mido. Vohayu ekev tishmu'un es ha-mishpotam ma'ela. Amitzas akala shodim dash vakeva ushamartem vasisa noisa ushamartem aloshen ovim shomara sadova. You will await those mitzvahs. You will be moved and inspired. Then a Kodesh Baruch Hu promises v'shomara shemara te'avala ho'a sabesa sabeset asher nishba ala avisecho ve'ahefo uve'rachapo v'hirbecho uve'rach pri'vitnacho v'yad misecho. So bear this in mind from now on. Kishmi Shachas V'Yavos, 3 tefillos every day. You put that tzedakah into the pushki in the morning by davening. You answer the doorbell and give tzedakah to people. And first and foremost, Birkei Sanehem, that you say every day. Those are the key. That is what defines you as a person. That is what defines your closeness and your relationship to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. If you're a routine, if you're a tune of Kedusha, it will also be a routine of Baruch Hu, Shefa, Nefas, and Sina. Take care, and our Kodesh Baruch Hu should take care of all of us, and we should deserve from these Shiva Benachem to when we read the Parashiyos of Nachamah. Shakodesh Baruch Hu Yenachamenu Mikiflayim, and you should send us Mashiach Tzedkeinu. We should deserve it to the good of Yerushalayim Lebe Meheru V'yameinu V'amein. Have a wonderful, beautiful Shabbos, all of you, good Shabbos.